for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2011 Annual Deliverance Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday afternoon, October the 27th, 2011. Colonel Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on Duppy, Caribbean Evil Spirits.
Well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How many of you have been blessed?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's give Jesus another praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. God is good. God is good. Amen. As we say in the song, all of the time. All of the time. All of the time. Let's pray, please. Blessed Father, we thank you, Lord, for the fellowship. We thank you, Father God, for the anointed men and women of God who tremendously blessed us, Lord. And Father, we pray that you will empower, you will equip us in these end times for the harvest. And Father, there are many who are sitting here, oh God, you are equipping and perfecting them for the work of the ministry to impact cities and to impact nations and to go into regions, Lord, foreign regions, Lord, to tear down idolatry and ancient demonic strongholds, Lord, and Lord, to tear down many of the satanic rituals, oh God, that is being displayed traditionally in foreign lands. And Father, we thank you, God, for being equipped, and we thank you for being empowered, dear Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 26, please. The book of Acts, chapter 26. Let's look at verse 18. The book of Acts, chapter 26. Let's look at verse 18, please. The Bible says, to open their eyes, and I'm coming from the Amplified Bible, to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may thus receive forgiveness and release from their sins and a place and a portion among those who are consecrated and purified by faith. To turn the Gentiles from the power of Satan, from this jurisdiction in the Greek of Satan, from the superhuman potentate of Satan, from the delegated authority in the Greek of Satan, and from his influence and from his power. I want to minister to you today from a prophetic dream that I received back in August when I was praying for this time to come here at Lake Hamilton. And as I was praying, I think it came around August the 23rd. And in that dream, there was a tall man standing right here to the right. And in the dream, he pointed his right finger at me and he said, young man, Minister Duppies, Malevolent Spirits of Jamaica. And I woke up and I told my wife, I said, honey, I believe I received instruction through a prophetic dream to minister about Duppies, Malevolent Spirits of Jamaica, the Caribbean. So that's my subject matter. The word Duppy is spelled D-U-P-P-Y, D-U-P-P-Y, Duppy, Malevolent Spirits of Jamaica. But before we get into the terminology of Duppy, the Bible says in Joel chapter 2 and the book of Acts chapter 2, that it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. And your old men, like myself, shall dream dreams. Isn't that prophetic? Is that right? That means as we approach the end times, the Holy Spirit will intensify not only in apostolic prophetic ministry, but in the dimension of dreams and visions. It's time for the church to get an understanding of dreams and visions, because it is a form of God's communication to the believer. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, chapter 12, please. The book of Numbers, chapter 12. Let's look at verse 6, please. The Bible says, "And he said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision and speak to him in a dream." Now, in the office of the prophet and the prophetess, there are multiple dreams and visions. But you don't have to operate in the office of a prophet to receive dreams and visions. Prophetic ministry, one of the elements of prophetic ministry is dreams and vision revelation. Turn to the book of Job, chapter 33, please. The book of Job, chapter 33. Let's look at verses 15 through 19. That's the book of Job, chapter 33, verses 15 through 19. It's time that we understand that God will give us instruction in the night watch through an understanding of our dreams and visions. Look at verse 15. "One may hear God's voice in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, when slumbering upon the bed." Look at verse 16. "Then God opens the ears of men and seal their instruction." Seal their instruction. Seal their instruction, terrifying them with warnings. God also gives what? Warnings in dreams. Verse 17. "That he may withdraw man from his purpose and cut off pride from him, disgusting him with his own disappointing self-sufficiency." Look at verse 18. "He holds him back from the pit of destruction and his life from perishing by the sword of God's destructive judgments." Now look at verse 19 closely. "God's voice may be heard by men when he is chastened with pain upon his bed and with continual strife in his bones, or while all his bones are firmly set." Look at verse 17. God uses dreams and visions to withdraw man from his purposes. Many times I prepare a message to minister, but all of a sudden, through a prayerful, amen, fellowship, God will redirect my plans. Oh, yeah. I've had pastors say, "Brother, I want you to minister on the Easter Bunny, to minister on King Nebuchadnezzar's holiday. Oh, I want you to minister on this certain holiday." No. We are to minister as we receive instruction from God. Amen. So that God will meet us there when we get there. Amen. A lot of the message that we're hearing in many traditional church settings is nothing but flesh. Amen? Amen. So God uses what? Dreams and visions to withdraw you from your purposes. Is that right? Amen. Let's look at the book of Psalms, chapter 16. Look at Psalms, chapter 16. Let's look at verse 7, please. Psalms, chapter 16, verse 7. "I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Yes, my heart instructs me in the night seasons." Look what it says. God gives what? Instructions in your spirit, man, during the night seasons. It is safe for me to say, we can ask the Lord, "Father God, in the name of Jesus, give me instruction in the night season." I remember when everybody was dreaming and hearing words of wisdom and words of knowledge and discerning of spirits through their dreams and through their visions. And I was wondering, what's wrong with me? Then I begin to start praying and begin to crying out to God about, "Give me an understanding, give me knowledge, give me revelation about how to hear your voice." Yes, God will speak to his people. And I found out that a portion of the Bible is nothing but dreams and visions. Isn't that good? Look at Daniel chapter 1, verse 17, please. Look at the book of Daniel chapter 1. Let's look at verse 17. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 17, and I love this passage of scripture. The Bible says, "As for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all kinds of what? Dreams and visions." So we can ask God for understanding in what? Dreams and visions. Turn to the book of Daniel chapter 7, please. Look at verse 2. Correction. Look at verse 1 and 2. Look at verse 1. "In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions in his head. As he was lying upon his bed, then he wrote down the matter and told the gist of the matter." Those of you who are stepping into an understanding of dreams and visions, go to Family Dollar or General Dollar, Walmart, and get you a notebook and put it up under your bed. Yeah. Write the vision down. "Though it tarry, yet it shall what? Come to pass." How many of you know that dreams and visions can flee in the night watch? I usually, when I first get them, I jump up and write them down for discernment. Okay, look what it says in verse 2. "Daniel said, I saw in my visions by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven, political and social agitations, was stirring up the great sea, the nations of the world." God will reveal to you, if you ask Him, political and social agitation of the nation. If you would look on my website in the dreams and visions section, you will see that the Lord has blessed me with dreams and visions. One of several of them is I've had a dream of Confederate armies, civil war, and I begin to post it that the intercessors would begin to pray that there will be no civil war in America. I posted a dream of Chinese troops, and I saw the word come across the dream called occupy. On the website, you will see that I posted the intercessors begin to pray for China that there will be a salvation and a move of God. But right now, I saw a news report 2 weeks ago. China is trying to occupy the Philippines for land. They are trying to occupy Vietnam for their territorial land, as well as Korea. And looking at that prophetically, I believe China is about to arise itself as the red dragon, and they are going to occupy lands militarily. How many of you believe that? Is that right? Amen. We posted dreams and visions of a panda bear. I remember my wife had the dream of the panda bear and the bear. So we know that a panda bear is native to the Orient, China. We know the Russian bear, Ezekiel 38, Gog and Magog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, Rosh, cryptic name, Russia. Okay? So we begin to post these dreams and visions because God wants night seers. You don't have to be a prophet or prophetess to be a night seer or a night watchman. Because He wants you to hear the voice of God while you sleep at night. All right. Now, dreams and visions, like everything else, are what? They are subject to the discernment of God's Word. How many of you know that we must have checks and balances? Is that right? Checks and what? Balances. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, please. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I love this Bible verse. I love it so. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at verse 15. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible says, "But the spiritual man tries all things. He examines, investigates, inquires into, questions, and discerns all things, yet is himself to be put on trial and judged by no one. He can read the meaning of everything, but no one can properly discern or praise or get an insight to him." Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. And I love this passage of scripture. Verse 6, "Now I have applied all this about parties and factions to myself and Apollos for your sakes, brethren, so that from what I have said of us as illustrations, you may learn to think of men in accordance with Scripture." you may learn to think of men in accordance with what? Scriptures. Is it safe for me to say, if it does not line up with God's word, I have a biblical mandate to reject it in a loving way? Amen? All right, and not to go beyond that which is written, that none of you may be puffed up and inflated with pride and boast in favor of one minister and teacher against another. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, what do we see? We see the gifts of the what? Spirit. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's look at verse 10, please. Verse 10 says, to another the working of miracles, to another prophetic insight. Prophetic insight. The gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose. To another, the ability to discern and distinguish between the utterances of true spirits and false ones. To another, various kinds of unknown tongues. To another, the ability to do what? Interpret tongues. Or to interpret. Amen. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, please. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, please. And remember, prophetic dreams and vision must be discerned in accordance with God's word. Amen? Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let's look at verse 20 and 21. Do not spurn the gifts and utterances of the prophets. Do not depreciate prophetic revelations. Do not depreciate prophetic revelations. Nor despise inspired instructions or exhortations or warnings. Now look at verse 21 closely. But test and prove all things until you can recognize what is good and hold on to that which is what? Good. Dreams and vision must be discerned. We ought to think not only of men in accordance with Scripture, but we ought to think of prophetic revelations in accordance with what? Scripture. I remember one night I had a dream, and my wife and I were pastoring in Florida at the time. And in the dream, I saw a giant cobra. We were in a car. We were in a vehicle. Every time I turned left, the giant principality turned left. If I turned right, the giant principality of the cobra would move right. Cars and our vehicles in dreams can sometimes mean ministry. Our ministry, and we were pastoring, was being immobilized by this serpentine spirit, Revelation chapter 12, that old serpent and the devil. This serpentine spirit was doing what? Trying to strangle or choke off or immobilize the ministry. And I knew then to do what? To rally the intercessors. Amen? So God many times is speaking to many of you, but many of us, we are not what? We are not listening. Now, can Satan counterfeit dreams and visions? Now let's get into the counterfeit part. The answer to that is what? Yes. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, please. The book of Jeremiah, chapter what? 23. Amen. How many of you being blessed so far?
Amen.
All right. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, let's look at verse 25 through 28. Verse 25, I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesied lies in my name, saying, I have worked dreams, I have dreamed visions on my bed at night. Look at verse 26. How long shall this state of things continue? How long yet shall it be in the minds of the prophets who prophesy falsehood, even the prophets of the deceit of their own hearts? Now, let's look at verse 27. Who think that they can cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which every man tells his neighbor, just as their fathers forgot my name, because of Baal. Amen? So dreams can be what? And visions, they can be counterfeited by who? By Satan. Turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, please. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. Let's look at verse 3, please. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. Let's look at verse what? Let's look at verse 3. For a dream comes with much business and painful effort, and a fool's voice with many words. A dream comes with much business and what? Painful effort, and a fool's voice with what? Many words. Sometimes dreams come through what? Much business. Is that right? Through much painful effort. Grandma used to say, you've been eating too much pizza, that's why you dream so much. Look at verse 7. Look at verse 7. Let me bless you again. For in a multitude of dreams, there is futility and worthlessness, and ruin in a flood of words. But reverently fear God, rever and worship Him, knowing that He what is. I have learned over the years that there are Holy Spirit inspired dreams. There are fleshly inspired dreams. There are satanic inspired dreams. But we must not only think of men in accordance with Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, but we must discern prophetic revelations in accordance with Scripture. We've just read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. He that is spiritual judgeth what? All things. The Greek word for judgeth is what? Dokimazo. Dokimazo, which means he that is spiritual tests all things, discerns all things, investigates all things, aligns all things with what? Scripture. How many of you have been blessed by that?
Amen.
All right. Now, turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 29. Let's look at verse 18. The book of Proverbs, chapter 29. Let's look at verse 18. Where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. But he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate, and inevitable is he. Now, listen to this, and I wrote this down as a summary. Rejection of prophetic ministry, rejection of godly dreams and visions can cause the people to perish. If you said, I don't believe in dreams, I don't believe in visions. Well, if you're not discerning whether the Spirit of the living God is speaking to you, you can cause your congregation to perish. Let's listen to this. People who say, I don't believe in godly dreams and vision, I don't understand or like prophetic ministry, are not admonishing the holy word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, men who have been called of God, instructed of God, they were directed of God through what? Dreams and visions. Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 2, thou shalt have a son, thou shalt call his name Yeshua, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Listen to this, a word of wisdom, yet future. The angel prophesied to a dream that thou shalt have a son. The angel prophesied the sex gender of the child. And then the name Jesus came through a dream. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? God gives what? God gives warnings to dream. God gives directions to dream. In Exodus 25, I love this. God told Prophet Moses, he said, build according to the blueprint or build according to the pattern that I've shown thee. When you look up the Hebrew word for shown, it means vision. God gave the prophet a vision, how to build the blueprint, how to build the tabernacle. Isn't that good? God will give you direction. He will give you encouragement. He will give you rebuke if you will just align the scriptures. And I have many scriptures in those areas. Amen? If we will just align the scriptures, we can hear the voice of God. And once again, we are not to reject dreams and visions. Now, I hear in my heart to just take my time and go back. Turn to Matthew chapter 2, verse 12, please. Turn to the book of St. Matthew, the IRS man. St. Matthew chapter 2. Look at verse 12. Dreams come to bring warnings. And receiving an answer to their asking, they were divinely instructed and warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, so they departed to their own country by a different way. Had a warning dream of my son had a head-on collision on I-95 in a white truck. My son's head crashed through the glass in the dream. I saw my son going down in a deep pit with fire burning, say, Dad, Dad, please help me. I woke that same morning and told my wife, I said, I need to start praying for my son. Started crying out to God for my son. Within 2 weeks, my son was in a white truck headed down I-95, had a head-on collision, but got a scratch on his head.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So God will give you what? Prophetic warning. We just have to ask Him. Is that right? Look at St. Matthew chapter 2. Look at verse 13. Look at verse 13. Now after they had gone, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, get up tenderly, take unto you the young child and his mother and flee to Egypt. And remain there till I tell you otherwise, for Herod intends to search for the child in order to what? Destroy him. Get up and go. God will give you directions. Many times I hear people say, I don't know what to do. Do I stay in this geographical location? Do I relocate? Do I pack my bags? I don't know what to do. Well, ask the Father in Jesus' name for dreams and prophetic revelation, and God will speak to you, and you stand up on this word, and He will reveal to you what direction you are to go in. I've seen it in my life. That the Spirit of God will do what? Give you what? Give you direction. Dreams come to bring confirmation out of confusion. Let me say that to you. It comes to bring what? Confirmation out of confusion. Now, dreams can come to rebuke you. Turn to the book of Genesis chapter 20, please. The book of Genesis chapter 20. Anybody need to be rebuked? Amen. Look at Genesis chapter 20, please. Let's look at verse 3 through verse 6. Verse 3. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said, behold, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken as your own, for she is another man's wife. Verse 4. But Abimelech had not come near her, so the Lord said, will you slay a people who are just and innocent? Trying to get smart. Look at verse 5. Did not the man tell me, she is my sister, and she herself said, he is my brother? In integrity of heart and innocency of hands, I have done this. Now look at verse 6. Can't get smart with God. Verse 6. Then God said to him in the dream, yes, I know you did this in the integrity of your heart. For it was I who kept you back and spared you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not give you occasion to touch her. Abimelech received a rebuke in a dream. I mean, let's talk basic stuff. You seek to have sex with that man's wife and he's a prophet of God, then you're a dead man. Oh, my God. Isn't that awesome? That's an awesome rebuke. Touch her. You'll be dead by tomorrow. Oh, my God. All right. Write this down, please. Look at the book of Isaiah chapter 6. We're just going to use one verse instead of the whole chapter. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died. In a vision, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the skirts of his train filled the most holy part of the temple. The prophet Isaiah received his prophetic call through a vision. God will give you. I've heard people say, I don't know my call. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. If you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, He will give you your call through a dream or through what? A vision. As a child, many times I did not understand why is it that I was fighting dinosaurs all the time. Or I was in a church as a child and everybody was turning to werewolves and vampires. And they were running after me and I was running out the church door. Or as a child, I was always committed to warfare and warfare. But now that I've gotten older, God was showing me that you would be an end-time deliverance minister. God is speaking, saints, but are we what? Are we listening? He will confirm your call. Look at Acts chapter 9, please. The book of Acts chapter 9. Let's look at verse 10. Now there was in Damascus a disciple named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision. The Lord said to him in a vision, one more time. The Lord said to him in a what? In a vision. Ananias, and he answered, here I am. You ever had any conversations in your dreams? I'm not talking about with demons. I'm talking about with the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Look at verse 11. And the Lord said to him, get up and go to the street called Straight. And ask the house of Judas for a man of Tarsus named Saul, for behold, he is what? Praying there. Verse 12, that he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias enter and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight. Look at verse 13, please. But Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard many people tell about this man, especially how much evil and what great suffering he has brought on your saints at Jerusalem. Spirit of God told the man to go and anoint this man, and he's trying to tell God, well, the people say he's an evil man. The people say he ain't been living right. People say he come and law with this woman. Look at verse 14. And now he is here and has authority from the high priest to put in chains all who call upon your name. Now look at the last verse, verse 15. Let this bless you. But the Lord said to him, go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and descendants of Israel. I was so blessed. God does not see like man. His ways are not our ways, neither his thoughts. Our thoughts, our family members may say, well, you know, I don't want to deal with him. He's shell-shot. He been to Vietnam. He needs some medication. Now he's talking about he's casting out demons. Amen. 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 What do the young people say on the street? Been there, done that. Amen. All right. So dreams and visions, we should begin to pray in this hour because, listen, they're intensifying. God now is speaking to his people and we need an understanding of our dreams and visions. All right. Let's get into our message. Oh, that's long. St. Elizabeth, Jamaica. And let me give a blessing to some people. I went and bought me an elementary globe, or earth globe. You know what the little kiddies use at school? Father, send me to the nations. Pray it all the time. Send me to the nations, Lord. You don't know where the money's coming from. But God will orchestrate people in your path to bless you financially. See, come on over here to Macedonia and help us, brother. God will meet that need. All right, St. Elizabeth, Jamaica. My wife and I were in a 7-day tent meeting. During that 7 days of that tent meeting, the Spirit of God began to move mightily. Maybe about out of 15 or more people that came up in the prayer line, they would come up in the prayer line and say something like this. Brother, or in the Jamaican accent, I need you to pray for me, man of God. I having sex with my dead husband. Okay. Or the man would come up. Man of God, I need you to pray. I'm having sex with my dead wife. Through investigation, demons were impersonating their dead loved ones. They were grieving, prolonged grieving. It was one of the entry points or open doors for not only for incubus and succubus, but for satyrs or aggressive sexual goat demons. Talking to many of the ladies, their husband would come in from 2 to 4 in the morning, come through a puff of smoke. They would tell me it would come through an open wall or portal, like a portal. They would, some would step in the room, cold atmosphere, foul smelling odor. There's no children, babies here. Are there? Foul smelling odor, sexual intercourse. The flesh would feel just as human, they told me, as they did when they were on earth. The same voice patterns, same behavior. And I was documenting many of those things, asking different questions. What about you? I'm seeing my dead wife. These are demons that are impersonating humans. And I believe that Satan has taken another level or dimension of spiritual warfare to the point where these demonic spirits are now appearing not only as humans, but they are causing deception. And there are those who believe that this is their actual loved one that has come back from the grave. Now let's step in. The first night I was there under the tent, something supernaturally pushed me down on the ground. I grabbed my wife and took her with me. I was like a crab. Come on, you going to. Boom! We went down in the dirt. The Spirit of God moved mighty that night. The second night, standing in the pulpit and out there in the jungles of Jamaica and near the in the inland jungles of Jamaica, the pulpit was made out of stone. Stepped in the pulpit, boom, crashed through the pulpit, bleeding from my ankles. Pulpit collapsed, stone, bleeding. My wife said, honey, you all right? God moved mightily for the people. A few days later, now we're getting ready to step into the dubby. Then I'm going to give you some definitions. Little 12-year-old girl. I said, hello, honey. Hello, little baby. How you doing? Next thing I know, she was biting my hand. I was pulling away. And she was clawing me and screaming, Duppy man, Duppy man, Duppy man, you Duppy man. And my wife said, wait, baby, wait a minute, baby. Why are you fighting my husband? She said, I talk to you, but I won't talk to him. He Duppy man. The mother came over and she said to us, the reason my daughter attacked you because you look like my husband. I have a picture of my deceased husband on the television. And when she saw you, she thought that you were a duppy. I'm saying, what's a duppy? Here's what a duppy is. In the Urban Dictionary, a duppy is a Jamaican ghost, an evil spirit or a ghost that originated in Jamaican Caribbean folklore as well as their culture. It's made its way all the way through Barbados and other parts of the Caribbean. It often appears in the form of an animal or human. Duppy. They are said to live in the buttress roots of silk cotton trees. Now that's just one definition. In the English dictionary, I found this. A duppy, D-U-P-P-Y, is a West Indian malevolent spirit or ghost. A West Indian malevolent spirit or what? Ghost. Now, what's malevolent? Malevolent means malicious, sinister, venomous, rancorous, malignant, revengeful, or having an evil form or what? Influence. Then I went and looked in the Wikipedia. The free encyclopedia. I love that. What a name, Wikipedia. The free encyclopedia. And I found that a duppy is a Jamaican patois word of Northwest African origin, meaning what? Ghost or meaning spirit. Duppies can manifest in human, animal, or marine spirit, water spirit, marine spirit, what? Form. And they are regarded as revengeful or rancorous spirit. To be honest with you, I think a duppy pushed me down the first night. To be honest with you, I think a duppy caused me to crash through the pulpit. All right. The Wiktionary Reference Dictionary says that a duppy is a Caribbean ghost or spirit. A duppy. And everybody in here is mature because I'm giving you this terminology because I want you to know that many of you in this harvest, in this end time harvest, you're going to be gone to other nations. Duppy is used in Jamaica to insult Caucasian people. In other words, has a pale ghost form. Duppy is also used against African Americans. In other words, if I went to Jamaica right now and I tried to act like, yeah, man, I hear Jamaica to get some jerk chicken, man. If I acted Jamaican, they would sniggle under their teeth and call me a duppy. When according to definition, it is nothing but what? A ghost or a demonic, but a evil spirit, a ghost. Amen? All right. Duppy is a shadow, another definition, of a dead person. Duppy is a roving spirit, or also in that definition, a malevolent spirit. Now, many of you who are going to the Caribbean, you may have to minister to someone who've been attacked or bound by duppies. Now, listen to this. There is a rise of duppy attacks in Jamaica. It's on the rise. November 22nd, 2010, Jamaican boy attacked and pulled by an evil spirit, a duppy. November 27th, 2010, Jamaica news crew, now here we got a news crew over there, capture a poltergeist on film while a duppy attacked a little boy. March 5th, 2011, 8 duppies attack a family. Now this is on the newspaper. Jamaican Star News, 46 Martin Street, Spanish Town, came under attack from aggressive duppies. And look what the news report says. They were aggressive duppies, throwing stones and assaulting people. Many times since we've been going to the Caribbean, we hear people have reports. They can be walking down the street and all of a sudden something hit them. Bam! Aggressive what? Assaults. All right. September 2nd, 2011, Jamaican news report. Duppy attacks a man on a starlight vigil in the St. Andrew community on Jamaica Online News. September 3rd, 2011, a duppy ghost claims and possesses another young boy. Local residents say the duppy was the spirit of a man killed by the police. Why am I telling you about duppy? Because I'm bringing an awareness to those of you going to move in the apostolic prophetic dimension for this end time harvest. So you can be what? Aware as well as be what? Alert. Now, so we see from these Jamaican news reports that duppyism, I had to add my own word there, duppyism, duppyism is on the rise. Listen, this is something for the missionaries to consider. There are still ancient demonic strongholds in the Caribbean that people refuse to let go. Duppyism is on the rise. Can you imagine walking down Central Avenue and all of a sudden something busts you in the back of the head or trip your legs or you crash through the pulpit or something push you down? America has not seen the warfare that we're about to come against. Oh, come on here. Come on, saints. You know, some of us, we're dealing with these little old Mary Jane demons, these little sweet cake, little donut demons, a little nigga. Oh, got a love spirit. Oh, got a what about some of these aggressive spirits to the point where they start throwing chairs? Come on, saints. And busting people in the back of the head and slapping people around. Listen to this. The Reverend Emmerich of Jamaica wrote of the activities of duppies in the Caribbean islands. A Reverend Emmerich. They haunt buildings. They make loud, terrible noises. They throw stones at people and buildings. They assault school teachers and drive everybody out the classroom. People are assaulted in broad daylight, slapping them, hitting them, and throwing people down. They can be conjured up if coins and rum are thrown on the grave. They say the duppy's breath can make you sick. They say the Duffy can throw you into seizures because they are known to slap people, causing body paralysis. And some believe that the Duffy can even cause death. 2 weeks ago, I received a call from a pastor friend of mine in Freeport, Bahamas. Man of God, you need to come over to the Bahamas quickly. I said, what's wrong, Pastor? He said, I was doing a wedding ceremony. And the mother came into the church and said, there will be no wedding. And her and I, we started arguing. And she said she left out the door and some of the members followed her outside. She grabbed some dirt and some grass and stones and started chanting in the heavens. The bride passed out unconscious. They couldn't revive at the time. The bridegroom, not the bridesmaid, fainted. They had to call for help. Then he said, what's going on, man? The drummer started having seizures. Then he said, the cook that was cooking for the wedding, she said, I'm not cooking no more. I don't know what this is. And the groom said, I'm not getting married. I'm leaving the church. I don't believe that we've dealt with what we're about to deal with. How many of you are with me here, saints of God? Two people unconscious, rushed to the hospital. Another brother here having seizures. And the cook said, forget this. And the groom said, I ain't married in that family. Too many duppies. All right. Let's look at some of the traits of duppies. All right. Amen. All right. And remember now, it's an Jamaican Patois word of African African Creole meaning. That's what I was about to say. How many of you know that the Bible does give references to ghosts? Is that right? Turn to Isaiah chapter 29. Let's look at verse 4, please. Isaiah chapter 29. Let's look at verse 4. How many of you know the disciples and Jesus had knowledge about ghosts? And you got some believers don't even believe in ghosts. I don't believe that. Ain't no booger man. Ain't no poltergeist. Ain't nobody throwing pots and pans in the house. Ain't nobody cracking. Ain't nobody slamming them doors. That's probably the dog walking up the steps. Blame it on the dog, brother. That's right. Look at Isaiah chapter 29. Look at verse 4. And you shall be laid low, Jerusalem, speaking from beneath the ground. And your speech shall come humbly from the dust. And your voice shall be like that of a ghost, produced by a medium coming from the earth, and your speech shall whisper and squeak as it chatters from the what? Dust. Turn to Matthew chapter 14, please. The Bible speaks about ghosts. Amen? The Bible speaks about what?
No.
Matthew chapter 14. Turn there, please. How many of you in here are believers?
Amen?
Amen? Amen. We ought to look at the devil and tell him if there's something wrong in your neighborhood. Who are you going to call? Demon busters, that's right. All right. You know, the disciples were very knowledgeable about ghosts, so well as Jesus. Look at Matthew chapter 14. Let's look at verse 25, please. And in the fourth watch, between 3 to 6 a.m. of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. Verse 26, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, it's a ghost. They screamed out with fright. Is that right? Verse 27, but instantly he spoke to them saying, take courage. I am. I am. I am. Stop being afraid. Because what? I am. I am. Ain't no ghost hurt you. Is that right? All right. Turn to Mark chapter 6, please. Mark chapter 6. All right. Let's look at verse 48, please. Mark 6. Mark chapter 6, verse 48. Verse 48 of Mark 6. And having seen that they were troubled and tormented in their roaring, for the wind was against them about the fourth watch of the night, between 3 and 6 a.m., 3 and 6 a.m. was the time that these demonic spirits were, their deceased loved ones were coming back. or these devils were impersonating their deceased loved ones. The time was around 3, that's correct. I think she said not 2, but 3 to 6. Okay? About the fourth watch of the night, between 3 to 6, he came to them walking directly on the sea, and he acted as if he meant to pass by them. Verse 49, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost, and raised a deep, look what the Amplifier said. They raised a deep, throaty streak of terror.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.